Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Connection Podcast. I'm Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
We are so happy to be here. This is Thanksgiving week, so we are so excited that in 2 days our family will be over and we will be breaking bread, so to speak, and sharing turkey and playing games together.
Yep.
It's definitely one of my favorite times of year. It gets allows us to be centered around gratitude and thankfulness. I know that this is something that may not be celebrated all over the place like this, particular day. But here, of course, we celebrate every year and we remember the things that we're thankful for and we remember the people that we're thankful for. I don't think it has to be, I always remind myself that it's like it doesn't have to be relegated down to just one day a year.
Sure.
But it is nice to sort of have a day.
Set aside.
Yeah, set aside and sort of being intentional. But today's episode, we wanted to talk a little bit about our Thanksgiving traditions and Thanksgiving fun, food, and family type, things that go into this holiday. And wanted to talk a little bit about the debate whether or not to start decorating and start listening to Christmas music before Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving, or what's the line of demarcation for shifting into the Christmas spirit. So we have that as well that we're going to talk about. But I wanted to start first and talk a little bit about some of the traditions or some of the favorite foods, things that you remember either growing up or things that now, you know, as an adult, as we host our own Thanksgiving dinners, what are some of the things that you like most about this holiday?
I always make the joke that I'm thankful for Christmas, but...
Okay, so you want to jump right into this?
No.
I can hang with you.
Christmas is my favorite holiday for sure, but I wouldn't ever want to forego Thanksgiving because I think it's really all of it together that I love so much. It's like Thanksgiving is kind of kicking everything off. I'm not a big Halloween person by any means. I would not care at all if that holiday didn't exist
didn't exist.
We never spoke of it. I just don't care for that one.
Yes.
So to me, it's not a holiday.
Right.
Ironically, of course, as fate would have it, Sage loves Halloween.
Yeah.
So that, of course, it has to be that way. But yeah, to me, I start recognizing the holiday season with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think it's like just a ton of fun to get together with family and to have a big meal that everyone contributed to, and you know, just to know that you don't have a schedule or a real agenda for the day, and it's just about being together and actually being intentional to set a time aside to reflect on everything that we have to be grateful for. And so to me, I think that that's, you know, what I like most about Thanksgiving. We've traditionally kind of taken the pressure off, like just have decided we're not going to make this a stressful day. Like some people just seem to get a little worked up about it and they're just buzzing around and stressing. And I don't know, we've just decided like over and over and over again throughout the years, we're just not going to do that. So we kind of just take our time and we prepare the dishes as we desire.
Yep.
And when it's time to eat, we eat. And I think that that might be a little bit unique.
Well, yeah, I think for us, you know, early on we decided as a married couple, even before Sage was with us.
Yeah.
I think we decided to hold on to our family as a unit as well. Because I know that some people have stress sometimes around the holidays because of in-laws are going to different parents' houses, and you know, do you spend as much time with me as you did with their parents?
Yeah.
And we just felt like immediately we were not going to do that, and we were going to hold on to our family unit as a whole. And we would definitely want to spend time with our family and make sure that we're, you know, good hosts and or good guests. But we also realized that a lot of people put a lot of stress around this holiday and a lot of stress around just family gatherings in general sometimes. And we were just like, nah, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
I remember one Thanksgiving in particular. It wasn't any kind of drama or anything. It was just people started getting sick. You know,
yeah.
sometimes the holidays lend to that.
Yeah.
The changing of the weather and people being in and out of school, you know, gathering and different parties and stuff like that. So I think everyone just ended up starting getting sick. And
yeah.
so Danielle and I were making the decision like, well, we don't have to do that. And
yeah.
we can just stay home. And I think that was maybe one of our first Thanksgivings that you and I just did together as a couple.
Yeah.
And I remember it being so beautiful, so perfect. I think we did every single thing, and it was just the
yeah.
two of us, but we did turkey, mashed yeah. potatoes, green bean, we did the whole thing.
Yep.
But it was just fun. It was like
yeah.
we just played music, and we got to, like you said, start making the fixings and all the different things all as we wanted to.
Yeah.
Just, you know, okay, now let's put this in, and let's do this. And,
yeah.
That was one of my very favorite ones. And then a second one was when we did the same thing in Dallas. And Sage was with us.
Yeah.
So then now that was a trio.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing. You know, waking up, having a light breakfast, starting to cooking everything, just hanging out, playing music. You know, and to me, I think that's what it's all about. So whether you have, you know, 20 guests in your house, which,
yeah.
you know, it's not necessarily, you know, always, you know, it's stress-free, but it can
yeah.
be stress-less. You know,
yeah.
you can actually take the notch down a little bit, or whether it's just an intimate lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
And I think that's the fun thing for me about Thanksgiving is that it doesn't have to be so, you know, frou-frou. It doesn't have to be everything all in its place. That is nice, and
yeah.
it's nice to have the little matching decor and the this and that and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really more about the family and the friends and the people that you have in your life that you can be thankful for and
yeah.
the blessings that you have in your life to remember those things. And I think that's the hard part is that sometimes comparing what you have or what someone
mm-hmm.
else has or comparing what, oh, well, remember that Thanksgiving was, you know, this or that. I think just enjoying it in the moment.
Yeah.
'Cause I think comparison tries to rob us from the true gratitude and the true meaning of the holiday anyways. So I stopped doing that in our, you know, how we were doing it because I'm like, hey, it doesn't matter. Like
yeah.
we have fun, we have memories, we have pictures, we have, you know, we can look back and think on really special times.
Yeah.
So I never wanted to, you know, forget those moments of, hey, this is just us. This is who we are. It can be relaxing. It can be stressful to try and cook, you know, 9 different dishes
yeah.
with one oven.
Yeah.
we're figuring it out, doing different things. Sometimes you end up cooking stuff outside on a grill or just whatever. But at the end of the day, it's like, okay, who is with you? Who's around
yeah.
you? Who, you know, the fun memories and stories that you get to tell. And it's just a beautiful thing.
I'm looking forward to this year because both sets of our family are coming to our house
mm-hmm.
Here in Zephyr Hills, Florida.
Yeah.
we moved from the big city over to the country, so from New York to a little bitty place here
yep.
in Florida. But we're loving it. We were blessed with a beautiful home and a even more beautiful porch and garden. So we're hoping that it'll stay dry enough that day to where we can enjoy all of the outdoor space and just have some time together. But I'm excited that your family's coming over and my
yes.
family's coming over
yep.
and everyone's going to be bringing different dishes. So it's going to be, we don't have only one oven. We'll have 3. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's one way to do it and get it done is
yeah.
having people bring things that they can cook maybe beforehand and then. If need be, we can just heat up. But let's talk about the food because, of course, that's a big part of being grateful and having gratitude is having a full belly.
Yeah.
and that's what we plan to do on Thursday. But what are your favorite foods and maybe even specifically the ways in which those foods are prepared? Because I know that there's, with Thanksgiving, there's debate sometimes on fancy versus casual versus how my mom did it versus, you know, some new recipe from, you know, the New Yorker or something like that. So why don't you tell us what are your favorite things to eat on Thanksgiving?
I like the traditional things that you think of for Thanksgiving meal. I don't get too excited if someone is trying to be adventurous and is trying to put a new spin on a classic.
You definitely do not.
Not at Thanksgiving. Like, maybe try that another time. Maybe just try that with your family. let us know how it works
Yeah,
out
you can
once
try
you've
it today,
perfected
not on
it.
Thursday.
Yeah, once you've perfected it, maybe bring it over. But no, I think for me it's the turkey, it's the mashed potatoes, it's the green bean casserole, and then mac and cheese. So I try to not eat a lot of mac and cheese just throughout the year in general. It's one of my favorite dishes though, just
Ever.
because it's pasta and cheese and it's
Yep.
delicious. This year I feel like I've had my fair share throughout the year, so that's a little unusual. But normally I'm especially looking forward to the mac and cheese because I've typically done better not having as much of that throughout the year.
Right.
But no, I think it's just all of that together. I'm not a stuffing person, I'm not a cranberry person. So to me it's just those staples, or what I think are the staples, which is the mac and cheese, the mashed potatoes, the turkey,
Yep.
And the green bean casserole. Those are
Yep.
my favorites. And then, of course, I do love a piece of pumpkin pie because nothing really says Thanksgiving like some pumpkin pie.
Definitely. Yeah, the favorites that I can think of, maybe in this order, I'm not sure. I'm a ham guy. I love the turkey. I love, the juicy parts of the turkey. Usually the turkey leg, darker meat tastes really delicious on Thanksgiving. But also the ham, the sort of browned ham that comes from, the companies that, advertise all year long but usually sell out during November. Something like that. But mashed potatoes would probably be next. And Danielle's green bean casserole. So I have to make sure to mention that specifically, I've had green bean casseroles all over the place. And some are fancy with almonds and this and that, and French cut green beans and, different variations on that. Fresh mushrooms or this or that or whatever. And I have never, never, never liked them. But Danielle makes a very, I will say, simple,
Yeah,
easy,
very basic.
kind of just,
But it is
but
delicious.
it is my favorite, delicious thing. I will heat that up usually first as my second round starts to come in while watching the game or watching something on TV later in the day because it's just so good by itself to me. But it's just the canned green beans and the French's onions on top, and it's amazing. It's the best one. So that's probably one of my favorites as well. Desserts are a hit or miss for me sometimes. Pumpkin pie is a classic, so I have to have at least one piece of that. But I always see like people trying to do different variations of pumpkin breads or pumpkin this or pumpkin that. To me, I think if you're bringing pumpkin into the mix, for me, it's mostly going to be a pumpkin pie with Cool Whip, whipped topping on top.
Yes,
We're
agreed.
not sponsored by Cool Whip yet, but that is the only one that I think makes sense on that.
Yep, I agree.
And usually a big dollop of that, and then you can kind of see the pumpkin pie underneath it.
Yeah, just barely.
Yeah, just barely. But I do love the, just like you said, how it all comes together. It's kind of like the perfect meal, the perfect bite, once you get all those things together. I know I'm an outlier on this one, but I also like the cranberry. I think for one thing, it gives a mostly colorless plate a little pop of color
Nice.
because you have everything else is kind of brown or green, but the green beans are usually covered in delicious
I
mushrooms
like
and
throwing the fresh cranberries in our drinks.
yes,
So
and that's
then
fun too.
that's
That adds
my
some color.
way, yeah.
That adds the color and the festiveness. And as we said before, I think that also gives a foreshadowing to Christmas with the red color. So we want to talk a little bit about to decorate or not to decorate before Thanksgiving, because we were trying to figure that out as well. We are having guests over to the house, and so we thought, okay, do you have the house decorated for Christmas? Do you have a in-between decoration for Thanksgiving? Or is this just, in my upbringing, I always remember doing Christmas almost like right as soon as Thanksgiving was over. Sometimes we would start decorating a Christmas tree like Thursday night, sometimes Friday morning. But to me, that kicked off the Christmas season. And Danielle and our daughter Sage love Christmas pretty much year round.
Yep.
We're enjoying hearing our daughter pump Christmas music throughout the house recently, and I kind of am a Grinch a little bit sometimes because I'm like, wait, 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 not too early. Like, before Halloween is pushing it. In the early November is a little early for me, but you cannot resist some of the favorite classics, the Christmas carols and the
Yeah.
Christmas songs, and rocking around the Christmas tree, and Jingle Bell Rock, and different things that just start to get your blood pumping, get you excited for the season. So we definitely want to ask you listening, if you've made it this far in our podcast, to vote, comment, send us an email, a smoke signal or something.
We did a cast your vote on Instagram.
And who won?
Sage and I.
Seems like the people
It
spoke.
was 70% said yes, you can absolutely decorate before Christmas,
For
before
Christmas, yeah.
Thanksgiving, and 30% said no.
And I think I voted three times, so I still couldn't get the votes.
But I think we have decided to keep with our tradition, and we'll do what we normally do, which is get our tree and everything on Black Friday. So we're not like big, let's go out and
No,
shop for deals
definitely
people.
not.
I'd rather just like wait until something's 6 years old and then it's a good
Yeah,
deal and
exactly.
then order it online.
Yeah, we're usually those
But we
people.
do like to get our Christmas tree on Black Friday, having nothing to do with sales, but it's just like, okay, we were in all day the day before. We didn't get out. Now it feels like we could get out and do something. And usually people are not going crazy to buy a Christmas tree that
No,
day. So maybe
it
people are
makes
out
it easier.
shopping, but it's not like anybody's fighting for it.
Yeah, I think we've
So,
gotten in line one time maybe, and it was like four or five people. It was a very easy thing, easy process. But like you said, more people are chasing big screen TVs or, I don't know, some new toy or something that's out this year, which
They know the
I'm
Christmas trees
never
will
up
still
on
be
the
there the next
trends.
day.
Yeah, I'm never up on what's going on in that realm, but definitely.
And we're fresh tree people
Yes,
as
that's the
well.
next
We've
thing.
always done the
Right.
fresh Christmas tree, the real Christmas tree. For us, it's not a hassle to just, sweep the floor in the morning if there's a few little
Yeah, the needles start coming
needles and
off.
stuff that fall, but
Have
that's
to
never been
water
a
it.
big deal to me. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I like it. I like the idea of it. I like that each tree, is always unique. So then when we have pictures, we can look back and see, the different size trees that we've gotten, the different style trees that we've gotten, because I think we're just, we like to search the lot and then almost just like, yep, that's the one. She's a beaut. And just go pick out a tree together. It's kind of a fun family tradition that we've started. And so that's the thing, is just trying to figure out, okay, how, when, what's the timing? Sometimes the trees aren't even available that early in November. Seems like they're coming out a little bit later this year, but you can see all the home improvement stores are getting their lots ready.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think I saw the tents go up.
Yeah, the tents are up, and they've got some of the bindings and all the stuff kind of getting prepared for that. I think, I just saw the Rockefeller tree in New York got put up already. They usually put that up pretty quickly. People are always kind of hating on it because it's a real tree. And so they get it from, I think, a farm in Vermont or somewhere or whatever. But it usually looks pretty shaggy because, as I said, real trees are unique and they all have their own little characters. And sometimes I think what they end up doing is filling it in while they decorate with other tree limbs and other tree branches and things like that. But I think it's funny that every year when they wheel that thing in, it kind of just looks like a little,
It's a little
it looks like a Christmas,
underwhelming.
a Charlie Brown Christmas
Yeah,
tree, but,
exactly.
I don't know, 100 feet tall.
Well, they really get it to where it needs to be though before
Yeah, oh
the big
yeah. Yeah,
reveal.
exactly. It just needs a little help, but anyways,
So the debate was settled officially, but we still have decided to stick with our tradition, which is waiting until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I think to me, I think it only just gives a little bit more precedence to honoring Thanksgiving and giving time for family in that, I guess in that genre, and giving sort of time for that time and space. Because the way I look at it too is I want to give each holiday its own specific time and space, and kind of feel all of Thanksgiving, and then get ready to feel all of Christmas and
Yeah.
Advent season and the meaning behind that. So I think, to me, I think it's nice to be able to give a little separation, not much.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to, be the weirdo, but I think you also said something about giving Christmas enough time, because
Yeah.
you decorate or you put trees up, you put lights up, you want to really enjoy the season of it. And the more time that you get, the more pleasure and more joy that you can get from it. So
Yeah.
I think I don't want to wait too long. So Thursday night, Friday morning, starting to get those preparations made is perfect timing.
Yeah, I agree.
So again, let us know what you and your family will be doing Thursday and Thanksgiving, and let us know what your favorite thing is about the season and about Thanksgiving. Maybe what's your favorite meal, just so we can kind of share with you and have a conversation. But we do love doing these podcasts. We love being able to make a connection every single week, which is when you can catch this podcast on Tuesdays. So if you have any questions, comments, or anything that you'd like to submit or share to us, you can find a way to either comment below in the show notes or send us a message. You can reach us at hello@connectglobal.org, and we would love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you next week.